The hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey. Hokey pokey.
Do the hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey pokey hokey.
Poke a hokey.
Hokey pokey is hokey.
Hokey poking.
Pokey hokey pokey. Hokey pokey!
Makes me think of those parties you used to go to in grade school when everybody would get invited, you know, because like your parents kind of made you invite everyone to your birthday party. So inevitably, there would be just factions of kids around your party whom you couldn't really remember their names. Maybe like you had gym class with them or, you know, a religious studies class, you know, your little math class or something like that. But they were at your party eating your cake and you felt a little bit of resentment because maybe you just didn't like the kid, but he's eating your cake. Wearing your party hat, and at the end of the day, he's taking your grab bag home with your fun-size Snickers in it. Hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey.
To my mind, the hokey pokey is the antithesis of improv, actually. It's got a song to go along with it. It's the same damn song every single time. And the song gives you explicit instructions as to what you are to do, when you are to do it, and there is to be no variance. I don't remember the entire song, but like you put your left foot in, you take your left foot out, you put your right foot in, you take your right foot out.
I think you can extrapolate the rest
of the song. You can like wave your arms around, and that's what it's all about. That's the entirety of what it's all about. They say right there, that's what it's all about. Don't try to pull anything more out of it. Don't try to add something to the hokey pokey. There's no room for variance. It's set to a specific meter. There's no room for extra words. You do these things, you do them. That's the damn hokey pokey. You add nothing to this process. Do the damn hokey pokey and shut up, kid. No, I didn't get invited to many birthday parties as a child.
Hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey. Hokey pokey makes me think of Jenny Scar. Jenny Scar. What an aptly named little wench. Third grade, birthday party. Only girl that got invited to my birthday party. My mom tried to invite everybody and they didn't show up. So, it's me and four guys that nobody talks to and Jenny Scar because she was the nice popular girl and her mom made her go. I was in love with Jenny Scar. So in love, in fact, that my palms, my little third grade palms would sweat. My little third grade knees would knock. And yes, my little third grade private parts would tremble. Just quiver. In mock anticipation because they didn't really know what was going on. They'd quiver a little bit and then they were kind of freaked out and didn't really know why they were quivering. Jenny never returned my love. And I remember one the first time I ever had to deal with, like, friends, you know, like, betrayal was one morning when I, in seventh grade, when I came over to my friend Mike Sanders' house early in the morning. Early. Stopping by to see if he wanted to ride bikes to work with me. We worked at a comic book store illegally together for a very long time. There's nothing you can do about it now, Popo. Prove it. I pulled up on my faux BMX dirt bike. I say faux because my parents paid $15 for it. We were poor. We had macaroni and cheese with ketchup. Jenny Scar came out of Mike Sanders' house, 7th grade, 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what was more disturbing, the fact that I was in love with Jenny Scar and here she was coming out of my friend's house at 8 o'clock in the morning, meaning that my friend had betrayed me, or that I was in love with Jenny Scar, and here she was coming out of my friend's house at 8 o'clock in the morning, and that meant that they had had sex in 7th grade. The hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey. Hokey
pokey. Sir, it's good to see you out of the cryogenics chamber.
Oh, Jesus, it smells in here. What in the hell? What died? What is going on?
Well, actually, your wife and three small children died. The power went out in 72, and we couldn't get them back online fast enough. They rotted.
Well, they balls! That's my family!
Well, it was your family, sir.
God, it's cold, too!
Well, actually, it's warmer out here. You're just feeling you might want to get out of the freezer, sir.
What year? What the hell year did you say?
62,000.
60? What the hell? When?
You're going to find... Please do not remove the safety glasses, sir. we now operate in 10-dimensional space, and you being a 3-dimensional being, it's going to trip your feces out, as the kids used to say in your day.
Why do you have 17 eyes?
You took off the safety glasses.
Why I actually are have... my two eyes bleeding?
Well, that was because I poked you in them to see if you were awake yet.
Oh, it smells so
That's
bad.
That's the, I've already told you that was the bodies of your children and wife decomposing.
6,200, you can't even...
62,000,
cells, and you can't That's, even you, preserve you rotting bodies properly.
Well, sir, we really didn't think you were going to make it. We were just going to demolish the whole wing.
I'm out of sorts without my family and bleeding eyes.
So if you could just sign here, this contract will alleviate me of any financial responsibility for any damages you have incurred.
No, it's
I'll
your
poke
fault.
You in the bleeding eyes again.
No!
Now sign.
Okay.
Oh, boy, it's like the biggest day of the year. The lottery to see who our study buddy is going to be. The envelope says Danny Goodwin. Okay, I just got to find Danny Goodwin, and he's going to be my study buddy for the rest of the year. Is Danny Goodwin? Danny Goodwin?
Yeah, that's me, kid.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Danny Goodwin. No, what's your name?
You're in seventh grade?
Well, yes, I have been for the past 42 years.
Oh.
It's that
okay.
Damn coloring inside the lines thing. Gets me every year. Just can't do it.
Okay.
Color test.
Well, hi, I'm John. I'm going to be your partner.
All right, listen, kid. I'm going to do all your homework. You're going to bring me beers. Bring me occasional 8-balls. And, procure hookers to fillet me.
I don't really know if that's what being a
study buddy is. Shut up, kid. I'm going to show you the whole world. That did you see Aladdin? Oh, you little kid. All you little pukes like that Disney crap.
I'm in seventh grade. We've moved a little beyond that.
Yeah, well, you were in like... That means you were like in first when Aladdin came out there, butt cheese.
Okay.
It's a whole new world. Just run with my metaphor. Come here. Come here. Let Uncle Danny lift you up. Come here. Get on my shoulders. Up you go.
Buddy. Ah. Uncle. Oh, jeepers.
Oh, sorry about the light fixture, kid.
Hey, Jimenez. Polly. I'm freaking hungry. I'm telling you, life in this marsh, you know, it just gets a little boring.
I am extremely hungry over there.
I am so hungry. Jimenez,
I'm starving.
I tell you, my limited range of motion makes me so angry, because I can only eat what's directly in front of me, as opposed to maybe picking the delicious fruit off the
tree.
So
let me tell you,
that's all I'm saying.
There's nothing in this corner of the marsh either.
You know, we're big, we're freaking fat as hell, but you know, and we can only eat what comes in when. It
hey, Phillipson!
What?
There's a big plastic knobby sticking out of your back.
Ah, get it! Ow!
Ooh, it made your mouth open.
Ow!
Look at that!
I don't even try to talk! Ow!
Oh, look! It's the white food pellets again!
White food pellets?
Ow, ow,
get them!
Hey, Jimenez, Polly.
Phillipson.
This is a little crazy. I feel like we're not even controlling
Hello.
Our own destinies anymore.
Hello. It is I, the hippo from the northeast corner. I have been reading the great philosophical works of our time, thinkers like Nietzsche, Kant, and Sajak. And it is in the teachings of Mr. Pat Sajak that I have found what we need.
Well, what is it, Mr. North End?
A big-breasted blonde woman to turn letters around for us. And a solidified accent.
I don't see how that's going to improve anything.
All right, I'll go back to reading. You bourgeoisie hippos.
Jimenez! Polly!
Yeah?
Yeah, Phillipson.
I tell you, the marsh is just not like it used to be.
I'm really getting sick of only being, like, the top half. The top third of a hippo. Just floating
here. You know, I got over that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I'm getting out. I mean, these white pellets are kind of bland, and quite frankly, maybe it's me, but I'm not tasting anything when I eat them.
What? It's like, yeah, I don't know, they're just in and out, you know? Yeah, they don't really, you don't get that full, contented
Seriously.
Feeling.
No. And may I ask a question? Is anybody else kind of just creeped out? They just start flying around, and you have that uncontrollable urge to just start chomping?
Yeah, and then you catch them, and you gotta...
And you feed your face?
Spit them back out like a cheerleader.
And it's, you know, like you're sleeping or you're reading and then, you know,
diet.
They throw the white pellets in and then God knows when they're going to come back, you know?
And cheerleader has to spin her spankies.
Seriously.
I've got 2 weeks to lose 40 pounds.
Ah, God, that's what I feel like. And I'm a hippo. I'm supposed to be freaking fat.
Well, you are. You look beautiful.
Thanks.
Philipson, you menace. I swear to God, I've eaten the same pellet 3 times.
And that's gross.
Isn't that creepy?
What are we, dogs?
It's deja vu. I get this crazy idea.
You know what? I think that I ate a pellet that Humin has ate.
You.
And that's gross.
Oh. How could you?
It's really disgusting. Were you that hungry?
I'm hungry guy. Hippo. Jesus.
Excuse me. It's just I again. The
oh,
hippo from
Mr.
the Northeast
Book,
corner.
Mr. Bookworm Hippo. Hey.
I have been reading the great philosophical works of our time, like Plato and Socrates. And Hasselhoff. And it is in the works of Hasselhoff I have found what we need.
What's that,
a
Mr.
Snuffle? A big-breasted blonde in a bathing suit. And a solidified accent.
I don't see how that's going
to
help us.
Right, I'll go back to licking you bourgeoisie hippos.
Okay, one thing, my arm doesn't seem to be functioning properly.
That's because I ate part of it during the great food shortages of 58,342.
I don't remember the exact terms of the contract, but I seem to think that my limbs remaining intact was part of the the stipulations.
No, actually, your great 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 nephew signed an addendum, the snack food clause. If ever a party I was throwing was out of snack food, I could serve you as a chilled hors d'oeuvre.
Balls and shaft! Isn't a contract a man's word good for anything these days?
Actually, it's good
I'm cold as nuts. Can I get a sweater? Do you have sweaters here in 62,000?
No, actually, we just wear the poor. We wear homeless people.
Can I get a homeless person?
So, Danny, well, you want to get working on that project we got due next week?
All right, look, kid. We got a history project. I was in Vietnam. Deep in the jungle.
So you want to do Vietnam as our topic then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I had an idea.
Yeah?
I got this automatic rifle I bought at Walmart.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot the class.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
No, you shut up.
I
need you to get out, get me some hookers.
I don't think that's such a good idea. On, like, the assignment, it didn't say anything about that.
All right. How about, we'll, smoke up, some of the, mad fat ganja weed, and then we'll play, smoke in the water really loudly.
Sir, I don't think that's...
Smoke on the water, fire in the sky.
Sir,
see, I got the 8-tracks cranking.
Not to diminish Deep Purple's contribution to history and even that of Richie Blackmore's Rainbow, but...
You're a smart little kid.
Well, thank you. But, like, I don't think that constitutes the release of
hey,
Smoke
kid,
in the Water,
Furby.
A major event
kid, give
in
me your Furby.
History. Okay, here.
All right, let me just pull it open here. Sorry about your Furby, kid, but I had my my business associate hide 6 8-balls in the interior of Furby.
Why would you want 6 8-balls? You only need one to play pool.
Come here, kid.
What?
I'm going to give you a little lesson.
Okay.
Snort this.
Oh, jeez. You know, my life.
Oh, my. Arr, 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 arr!
What was going on?
I
barely got any of that time around.
Okay, wait, the kid's just pulling. Somebody's pulling my string now. Like, there's no food pellets, and I have
food, and we're fine.
Ow, I wanted to stop.
Polly, your jaw's freaking out of control.
I bit my tongue.
You're really freaking us out, Polly.
I'm possessed.
And me,
our Lord Jesus Christ is possessing me to give us a message.
What's he saying?
I don't know. If I knew, I'd be a wise holy man.
That's true.
It is. I'm only the top third of a hippo.
Your messenger is not important.
Excuse me. Yes. Over here. Yeah. I'm the little Scottish Terrier. The little metal one over here.
Oh, damn it. He comes from that low-rent district over there on Pacific Avenue.
Yes, I...
Monopoly Heights.
We had some issues over on the board in which I was staying, and I think I... Maybe I'll enlighten you as to a few things. If you've ever read the writings of Milton or Bradley or the Brothers Parker, there's some interesting things in there that may work out for you.
Hey, I haven't had Scottish Terrier in a long time.
Where have I?
Think we can get him?
Yes.
All right, look, John. Calm down with the eight balls. You're going to tear the handle off that hippo. No, stop it, John.
How do you spell murder? M-U-R-D-E-R.
Okay, the kid, you're going to rip the handle off that hippo.
Gun license.
Oh, don't make the hippo eat the Scottish Terrier. That's not nice.
Hey, yeah, I was thinking maybe you could stuff me and my dead family back in the tomb. Send us back to 72. How about it? What do you think? How about it? Maybe, you know, me, 62,000, 10 dimensions, 3 dimensions, we're just not cut out for this.
Sir, I think all you need in order to acclimate yourself to a world without your family and with 7 extra dimensions is this pamphlet. We're all of one religion here on the new 10th dimensional Earth. The Church of David Hasselhoff, Son of Christ. Read it.
Jeez.
And then come by the church and pick up your big-breasted blonde.
All right. This is pretty influential stuff.
Your eyes have been opened. Nope. Hold on, I'm being possessed by the spirit of David Hasselhoff. The Germans love me. That happens sometimes.
Well, if that's the worst that happens here in 62,000, and I guess it's just fine with me.
Well, occasionally you have to appear on Baywatch nights. Dun dun!
Dun dun!
Woo!
I don't know what the deal with that was. I think, like, all the opening scenes, the first beats in that lasted about 10 minutes each. And then we're left for 30 seconds to actually develop them.
Woo!
My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
Matt.
Thank you very much to everyone who called during that break. To who gave us?
Ian.
Ian got in Miriam? First with Hokey Pokey.
No, Miriam got in first with Hokey Pokey. Pokey. Ian got in with, Hungry Hippos.
And John, a.k.a. Dirt, we were making reference there during that skit. Dirt from the Famous Illustrious 8, Saturday mornings 2 to 5 a.m., or that's Friday nights, depending on how you conceptualize time, gave us Study Buddy.
I think of it as a big river of chocolate.
You're wrong. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, Sunday at 10 o'clock. Hey, are you a university student? Do you think we're funny? And if you do, you're probably rather funny yourself. In which case, you should try out for Pot of Meat Sketch Comedy this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Lincoln Hall. Come on by. Matt and I are involved in that group. And we like to see some people auditioning. Otherwise, Chant Show is up next. You are listening to...
I have an announcement. If you're interested in doing improv comedy, please send email to whatjailislike@hotmail.com. There's going to be a 4-week improv workshop starting this Thursday. We're going to meet in Greg Hall, 7 p.m. It's all free. Going to see what the enrollment is like, how many people are interested. But if you're interested in doing some improv comedy, just kind of like workshopping, working with other people,
send email to What Jail Is Like, because I'm going to be running some workshop improv workshops, so please let me know.
Any comments otherwise, whatjailislike@hotmail.com is the address to send them. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.
I'm losing weight. I need to get out of here.